A little song. To show you how easy it is to learn when you are having fun, in this strange poem, we will be making a minimalist song together. It won't be the most beautiful song, as that would take a couple days, not hours, but it will be a good start. We will be using some unusual strategies to smooth out the learning curve so that our experience is fun. We will be using a special effects tool that has a sound generator feature. Each time we press a generator button, it will change a sound we are using to something else. The program that does this is really smart. It has categories of sounds that the generator is good at generating. Those categories are straight from old computer games, and they are pickup / coin, laser / shoot, explosion, power up, hit / hurt, jump, and blip / select to make a beeping sound. To save our ears from beeps and blips, we are going to apply a hall effect with some echo and blending of sounds to modernize the sound the synthesizer is making. Let us start with the drum kick. Dance songs usually have 130 beats per minute, so let us start with that, just in case the song will turn out nice. Because we are using a random sound generator, we can use lots of things to generate that drum kick sound. Laser / shoot, explosion, hit / hurt, and even jump. But there is a trick here. It is also the reason why pianists don't just use one or two fingers. Pianists play multiple keys at the same time to create a richer sound called a chord. And we are going to do the same thing. We are going to mix laser / shoot and explosion and hit / hurt and jump until we have a good sounding oomph. Here is an example of a very plain kick. And here is a more sophisticated layered kick. Now, a kick by itself is extremely boring, so let us add a clapping sound to it. It's very important. A clapping sound is still a kind of a drum sound, but it is a little bit higher pitched, so it won't really blend with the boom of the drums. And to introduce complexity, we are only going to put it every other kick. And I will use the hit / hurt generator and still stack up a couple of them to get a chord and to make sure it is not as deeply sounding as the kick. Listen for a variation in the beat every other kick here. Now, with the clapping sound breaking up the monotony of our drum, we will add a hat sound. Hats are those strange copper hats that drummers have next to their drums. Unlike the clapping sound, which is every other beat, we will add the high-pitched hat sound on beat and between beat. It is going to be all over the place. Hats give our song energy. You can't dance to hats most of the time, but you can feel them in your body. Your feet may be returning to the ground, and you may need to blend that motion by speeding up your taps, or maybe you're doing the backwards T-step, which requires two taps for every beat, sometimes matching the hats even. The high frequency sound that is most frequent throughout the song gives the song energy. Listen to this. Now, this is all nice and square and easy to explain and visualize even. But a song has to live. It cannot just clone itself all the time. So now that we have the kick, the clapping, and the hat, we have to alter, modify, warp the kick. Now the song will begin moving. The kick will be out of line, but also it will catch our ear and make our body move. Check this out. Now you can hear how the song is going wild and getting out of control. It's supposed to do that. Overall, our selection of instruments and that little variation gives our song energy, life, and almost gives it a soul. But that is not yet enough, because the song has to breathe. It has to inhale and exhale. And that means we have to simplify something, that we have to open the window to let the air in, and then we can resume. And then before the outro, we have to open the window again. From our perspective, that just means simplifying and modifying the existing beat. Check this out. So this is a very small and minimalist song, and in this situation, letting the air in meant removing some of the power of the drums and then speeding up the high-frequency hat. Finally, a song needs a melody. Where the backbeat that we just created is something that you tap your foot to while the song is playing, a melody is something you would whistle after the song got done playing. Let us call it the whistle rule, and that means the melody has to be short. And it also means that the instrument can't be a drum, though it would work. It has to be something that is long and winding, a sustained sound, like a whistle. Here's the little melody I came up with. I also created a little chirping variation of the melody, and I repeated several times with three different instruments. Here is the complete song. Enjoy.